Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love.
To give love.
Greetings to our radio listening audience. Welcome once again to the Sunday morning radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning here in the Washington metropolitan area. I understand that across the country, many have lots of white snow to look at glittering on the ground outside today. We only got a little nipping of it yesterday, but that's just a reminder that it's on its way. It's that time of the year for us to once again sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And while you're in doing that, also relax and enjoy the show with us today. Thank you. Thank you for listening in to our show today, our Sunday broadcast show. Today, Imam Shahid Shabazz has a beautiful discussion. One that will really make you think and wake you up. A very short title with a very deep meaning. It's From Dust to Industry. Yes, From Dust to Industry. We as a people cannot understand who we are created to be until we know that the Creator made us from dust to industry. Pay very careful attention to that word, industry. He made us, created us from dust to industry. This means that in order to come into our real human life, we must come from dust into an industrious people. This means we must become productive as a human race. No people can survive without this understanding. All people that come to the United States of America understand this except the African American people. Look around you and see what's happening with everyone who comes over here to our country from other countries. It takes them no time to get their life together, to establish themselves, to get businesses, jobs for themselves. Human life is evolved out of toil and struggle. So, in order to come into real human life as a people of the earth, we must evolve from dust to mind to soul. Then we can come into complete human development. Human development is not animal life. Human development is spiritual life. Allah says in his final revelation of the Quran that after he created us from dust, he put up his spirit in us, and we became a living soul. So, in order to live, we must develop our mind and soul. Then our soul will bring us back to real life and industry. Life is in movement. Life is like water. Running water purifies itself. Still water becomes polluted. Water also seeks its own level. So we must become like running water and seek the level of development in industry like our running water and seek the level of development in the industry. Our Creator created us to perform. The level of development that He created us to perform is what we must seek in our life. Life is eternal. Life is also in good morality. Good morality is like running water. So as you can see, people, we have a very, very interesting discussion here today, and we can't wait to hear from our Imam Shahid Shabazz as he brings to us this discussion on From Dust to Industry. And now I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. How's everybody?
Just fine. Alhamdulillah.
Very good. May Almighty Allah, Almighty God, bless everybody with a pleasant day, peaceful day, good day. I want to start off the talk, of course, in prayer. For all of you all in the listening audience that don't know what prayer means, I'm going to say it in Arabic because this is the language that Almighty God revealed His final revelations in, and He protected it from anybody that don't have a pure heart. Even if you pick up the Quran and read it, you won't get no understanding. That way God has fixed it where everybody that's sincere, no matter what your religion, He's the same God, no matter whether you believe it or not. But this same God of every human being and all creation revealed His final revelations in the Quran so that we wouldn't have no man to be able to tamper with His message and confuse us so we wouldn't know what God say from what man say, or I even ourselves say, to lead us astray from the way of Almighty God. So this prayer is called a Fatiha, or the opening surah or chapter of the final revelations, the Quran, the Holy Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إدنا صراط مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I say it translated into English with the name of Almighty God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Almighty God, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, those whose fortune is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Thank you. Please bear patient with me. I'm not in the best of health, but I'm going to do the best I can with the help of Almighty God, because I love sharing His message with people so that they can better understand what is going to help them from what this society got to destroy us. It's got so many traps out here to destroy us. And we want to be guided on the straight path. See, the way to Allah, Almighty God, is straight. You can't be crooked. You can't have ulterior motives, bad intentions. You got to have good intentions. And since only Allah, or Almighty God, knows our intentions, we have to understand that He sees and knows everything we do, and that just because He extended His mercy and He let us get away with many things that we should be punished for, it's because He loves us so much. And He don't want to see any of us perish in sin and enter the hell that He have in the next world. That ain't nothing like this. People say we're going to do hell here, but it's nothing compared to the hell after the resurrection and judgment. If you're sentenced by the judge to go to hell, it will be torment forever and in all kinds of horrific ways, because they're doing all kinds of horrific things now, human beings to other human beings, especially the so-called rich and wealthy. They're trying to kill off the people and play God and just have this planet down here just for themselves. But that's not going to work. Study history. History repeats itself. Almighty God do the same thing today as he did from the beginning of time. And so therefore, that, you know what that means? That means truth and justice is going to prevail. And those who resist truth, Almighty God's truth and justice, they are going to hell. And they're not just going to hell in the hereafter. Hell and heaven is two states of condition of the mind and the soul now. If you ain't got no peace and you trying all kinds of hideous or wicked, immoral activities trying to find peace, or if you're even trying to find peace in material things and trying to do good, and you don't go to God, you seek that peace in the material things, and rather than the creator of the material things, you'll never find that peace. One of the titles of Allah, or Almighty God, is As-Salam. As-Salam means the peace. He is the peace. So if you want peace, you can't get peace from anybody but Almighty God, Allah. With that said, we'll go into the title of the program, From Dust to Industry. Now, in the beginning, Almighty Allah said he created every human being from the dust of the earth. Dust. That's in the Bible and the Quran. From the dust. Then he brought us out of the dust, and he brought down rain from the heavens and made the dust into clay. As he did that, he began to develop the clay into this form we call a body. And before and after that, he created us from a sperm drop. Yes, a sperm drop. And then he developed out of that sperm bones, and he clothed the bones with flesh. And so this is how we got our origin as human beings. Now, why I say that? We as human beings, as babies, we have to crawl before we walk. Other animals, a lot of them, they come out. The mother's womb, they already shake it off, and they stumble and stab, and they start walking. Not us. There's a reason for this. Then after we began to learn how to walk, our parents teach us how to, crawl. We crawl automatically. Then they teach us how to walk. After they teach us how to walk, then they begin to teach us how to do what? Talk. And then after they teach us how to talk, the next step is to teach us right from wrong. So we won't choose wrong and destroy ourselves. So this is the human development. It's not just animal life. After we're developed as a human body, we don't know anything. Almighty God knows all. So if you don't teach your children at their very birth, from their conception, that there is a God, and that he is your creator, and that he created you to serve him and worship him and serve your fellows among mankind, you people, other people, in goodness, his goodness. And he also holds you accountable for your actions. So don't think just because he don't punish you for everything you do that you're getting away with it. You're not. He have a record. And he have recording angels recording all you do, good or bad. And one day you will have to stand before his court. And he will say, read your record. Your record is sufficient to make out against you an account, your own judgment, whether it's good or bad. And he said, if you're good, on that day of judgment outweighs your bad, then you will have obtained the object or the purpose he created us and put us here in this life to test our faith, to see if we will be best in conduct, to see who will believe in the things they see or believe in the unseen realities of our Creator in his world that you can't see with your mortal sight. You can only see with spiritual insight. And see, there's another word. The Spirit of Almighty God is inside of us. And it shows us what the meaning and purpose of our life is in the material world. But if you don't ever get acquainted with your Creator inside of you, you won't know the proper use of the things in the world. You know, you'll misuse them, you'll abuse them, and you'll destroy the world, just like the world is on the brink of self-destruction now, because people are misusing their bodies. Men want to meet married men. They're doing it, married men, women with women, molesting children, having intercourse with animals. All of these things human beings are doing when they was raised up to be the highest of Almighty Allah's creation, Almighty God's creation. When he put some of his spirit in us, it raised us up higher to be a higher form of life than just animal life. He gave us a mind. He gave us intelligence. And he said he feeds our intelligence with his revelations that he reveals to his prophets and messengers, so we will know right from wrong, and we will know the good life that he created for us to live. We'll know how to live that life. So coming into industry means this, from dust to industry. It means that we're supposed to be industrial people. People are taken from the creation, the material creation, and being productive, using the things we get out of the material creation to be productive and doing good. You got a lot of productive people out here materially. They're doing very well materially, very productive. But their productivity is doing them no good, because the productivity is not human development. It's not developing them as a human being. They're just going for more and more and more and more and more. Like I was saying, more money, more money, more money. And then my conclusion at this time, I want to give away to some guests if they want to come on. I was talking to a brother the other day. He have a PhD. And I said, well, I didn't go no further than the sixth grade of school. He said, well, you know what, brother? Gerald, the brother Shabazz, he said, you got the real PhD. And I was wondering what he was getting ready to say. I was just in wonderment. He said, you got proper human development. He said, in school, they don't teach you properly. They miseducate you. He said, you get the PhD when you go through life trials and experience and you have faith in your Creator, then he blesses you with PhD, the real PhD, proper human development. Peace.
Thank you, Imam Shaheen Shabazz, teaching on from dust to industry. Yes, yes, a beautiful discussion for us to think about again, who we are, whose we are, and why we are. And we have many guests here today, I see, so I won't hold them up. We'd love to hear from them. We want them to know that this show is not our show with us just talking. It's for them to come on and express their ideas, their thoughts, their concerns, and join us in bringing information for all of us to share together and get the best for ourselves from. So now I see we have someone on here since the show has begun just about. And that number is 919-598-8077. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Good morning. My name is Opal Tatum, and I am Mr. Shabazz's cousin. I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina. We grew up in the Hayti development, and we were near Black Wall Street, which was on Paris Street, and I've enjoyed the program so far this morning.
Thank you very much. It's so wonderful to have you on the program. Any comments you'd like to make regarding our discussion from dust to industry today so far?
Well, I've enjoyed everything that he said this morning.
Wonderful. Yes, keep listening. You have been blessed with a beautiful, wonderful cousin, you say, and he is so profound in bringing the truth to the people and explaining to them simply what our Creator, how he wants us to live, and how we ought to prepare ourselves on this earth to return to him. So I'm quite sure as you listen, you will enjoy even more. And thank you so much for joining us. I see we have another.
Thank you, Oprah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
we have
you.
Another number here now. This one is a 336 number. It's over in our area of the Winston-Salem, Kernersville area. Let's see who is calling us this morning from this number. Good morning. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam, Brother Earl.
Yes. Brother Earl from, I'm out of this community called Gibsonville. Right now, I'm in Hilton Head, South Carolina. But I would like to set a conference on the word industrial. It's an in the creation of this dust. Allah wants all of us to respond to what he has. I would say created us. The dust this morning is speaking. Is speaking to you in a language. I'm hoping that everyone can cooperate in their daily life. And in this dust that Allah have created is a life form that the whole human development will to respond to, and matter of fact, will improve in their life. Now in the dust, the duty of a dust, everything has a duty. So the duty of the dust is to be productivity. After it learned what Allah have endowed on his DNA, the divine nature of Allah. The DNA is Allah's divine nature that he has instilled within us. And you can never, I can never give away more than Allah called to be created within me. So I have a perception when it comes to education, regardless if the man was a PhD. Basically, when you have
down
a PhD,
here.
Sir, basically, when you get a
school out, why does water still run in here?
Basically, when you has a PhD, what happened here? You give up your nature that allows you, and you instill someone else, or you allow somebody else to instill their perception in you. Now, Allah wants us to respond the way that he created us.
Oh,
and that
heard.
Is the natural way.
Excuse me, but it's so beautiful what you're saying, but I believe there is a background noise. I was wondering if you might have something on in the background. There seems to be a background.
No, it's not here. It's not in mine. It's in somebody else. I hear
all right. Okay, we're getting a background noise for some reason. But continue, please. It's very interesting what you say.
I thought it was from you.
Right over. And as soon as I got up, the lobby out there was full.
Well, that might be my cousin, Oprah. Oprah, that might be my cousin, Oprah.
Okay, let me see if I cut her off because we do have a background noise here. Okay. I think I still left her on here. Okay, so let me take her off now. All right, okay. Brother, our apologies. I didn't take her off. I left her on the air, and that was her background noise. Could you continue now?
Yeah. When Allah created this dust form, he created with aim, purpose, and direction. So I was saying, when we allow someone to come in and give us a perception, saying that his perception is better than Allah, we demote ourselves. And when that happens, then you cannot help your people. Then you cannot follow the divine nature that Allah has endowed within us. But every form of life follow it past.
That's right.
It must do that in order for it to be productive. Now, in saying that, that nature, Allah brought it in one word, and that word was to ikra. Ikra, read. Because that's all everything does. The sun reads. You name whatever creation is, all of it do the same thing. It repeats, and Allah keep adding. Now, those life forms that don't repeat, they go to the wayside. And
that's
I'll allow somebody else to go ahead and respond to that. But the word is ikra, because that's all you do. We get up in the morning, we pray, we wash up, we go do our voodoo, our evolution. We turn to Allah, both spiritually, and we feed ourselves, sustainer of life. But that life went through the same perception that you went through on a repeated basis. And it will continue to do until Allah calls that life into form. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, and thank you very much, Brother Earl. I was highly anticipating you coming on because I know that me and you have been knowing each other a long time, and you've been one out there. You and I both, I would say, are messengers of Allah. That don't mean we are a prophet like Prophet Muhammad, or he was the last prophet, but Allah didn't say Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him. He said it was the last messengers. We've had many messengers after Prophet Muhammad, and we still have many messengers today. And I believe you are one of the messengers of Almighty God, and I believe I'm chosen as a messenger of Almighty God. So that was a message coming not just from a human being, but a message from the Creator through you, and it was profound, and it's thought-provoking because people today don't really understand, and that's the majority of them, who they are and what their purpose of life is. And you can see that in their actions, the way they live, the way they treat themselves, and the way they treat each other. So I'm not going to talk long either, but I thank you for coming on the program and pray in the future you will continue to come on and share the great and divine wisdom of Allah, our Creator, that He bless you with. So at this time, I'll give away to the co-host. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum, my friend. Thank you, brother. Thank you, yes, for that beautiful message. And that reminded me when you were saying repeat, 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 that when we came along as children, that was one of the most important things that we had to do in order to learn. That they don't teach children nowadays. They told us to repeat. The only way you can keep learning is to repeat. Repeat it over and over again until you get it. And they would ask questions, and they'd have us to explain, and we had to repeat, and we had to explain until they knew or felt that we had the understanding. And that way is not taught today, and that's the way of our Creator. And the word ikra, you said, repeat, 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 yes, get it. Until you get it, repeat it. Say it over and over again. Explain it over and over again. And this is what you really have to do, especially for our people. And because we don't have the proper foundation for learning, It is the reason why we are a people that is so ignorant and in lack of knowledge today. And another thing that Imam Shabazz was teaching on was the respect, the morals, the manners. He established a foundation for us to grow on, for us to live on as we were growing up in life. But these things, as time passed and over the years, and especially during the 60s, when they had the 60s to come in, that is what seemed to have destroyed everything. They took God out of school, and of course they took him out earlier than the 60s, I believe, and anything that was pure of righteousness and reflected a way of life that God had chosen for us to do, they took it away and destroyed it and made man think that he was a God. Do your own thing. Do it any way you want to. It's okay. And they even brought a song out. So, yes, we have gone far away today, and this is why we're at the point where we are today of total self-destruction. I won't go on any longer from here. I will turn the discussion back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz, but we do have another person here I see that has been on a few minutes here. Quite a while, I believe. This number is 919-564-6582. Is that the number that we talked to earlier? Is that your aunt, your cousin?
That's my sister.
Oh, that's your sister. All right, okay. Let's bring this person on. Good morning. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
My name is Evangelist Paris, and I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina, and Brother Shahid is my brother.
Oh, great, great. Well, good talking to you. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and I thank God for my brother, and I love him. He's a strong man of God, and although we are in two different religions, but that don't matter. Both of us love God. I can truly say he is a true man of God, and he loves God, and I am a true woman of God. And I thank God for the message this morning.
Thank you very much. We thank you for coming on and joining us this morning. And, yes, he brings a lot of very good, informative, and strong message from the Creator to the people for us to think about and really to consider our life and how we're living life and what we must do to turn ourselves back towards pleasing our Creator on earth. Let me see if we have anyone else here that I've overlooked. I see a person they haven't been on too long. Well, let them ask left.
I want to let the sister know there is but one God. One God. And there is but one faith, and that is belief. Allah said, be and live in my world. I mean abundantly. So there ain't no two gods. We're Christian. We're Christian, even though we accepted Islam. We see that same path that Christ and Prophet Muhammad saw. Now, as long as Satan can divide us, he accomplishes. The only thing he needs just a little division. He don't need much. But we believe like she believes. We believe. Matter of fact, some of us grow to the point that we witness bear. We witness bear. So I just wanted to put that in there to let her know. Because I know for a fact that she is a believer. Of a testimony about her brother, I see the same thread, the same yarn. And I know it exists in her. And I just want her to know that there ain't no difference between us. Blood, you know, but Satan want us to not see each other as believers. Allah addresses us as believers. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. That was profound, and it was magnificent. It was awesome. I say all those great words, terms, because today in religion, all religion, there is division. Not only division between one religion and another religion, there's division within all religions themselves. You got the Christians fighting against the Christians, Muslims fighting against Muslims, arguing with Muslims about the same God, Buddhists and Jews fighting against each other. So, like you said, if you give Satan an inch, Satan ain't going to take a mile. He's going to take it as far as he can. He's going to take it until he can destroy the whole human race. That was his promise to Allah, the Creator, that I'm going to destroy them all human beings. And so, that is so profound because back you go see most people. This is so very important. Most people in this country, they come here, they're immigrants to this country. They migrated here. They're foreigners, and that includes us too. Now, the Native Americans are Indians, okay? Now, what is my point I'm getting at? My point is that look in this country right here. You'll see what we're saying. Everybody voted together to get President Obama in office. It was Christian, Muslim, Jews. Okay, you had some old people. You had people that had never voted before, people that didn't really call themselves believing in God. But because the true nature of good, of God, is in us, they knew that this country needed a change for the better. And they knew that President Bush, the father and the son, didn't change this country, made the country worse. And so you had people that was racist. They voted for President Obama because this country, their government was hurting them by taking the benefits from them that they were supposed to give them. So they said no. So what am I point? We done got away from racism in terms of color. The devil ain't really using color no more to separate us. The devil or the Satan, he's using lies. He's using miseducation. See, before he could get people to disown God, in school, when I was coming up, and most of you are older than me coming up, he had to work on that because you can't just teach a person that don't know God, that there ain't no God, and when God is doing so many things, it's raining, the snow out there. They know no man than bring that snow out there. They know that they breathe in air. They know that their body is functioning, and they know ain't no doctor keeping their body functioning. They know it's a supreme being. Everybody know that. I say that to say this, that in every generation, when the world was like it is now, morally corrupt, and the United States is leading in moral decadency, moral corruption. And the only way that the people in the world going to get straightened out is people have to come back to taqwa. Taqwa in Arabic means God consciousness, because all good is with God. And Satan's plan also is to keep people divided in their belief in God. Say, you Muslims, y'all got y'all God. You Christians, y'all got y'all God. You Buddhists, you got your God. No, the brother's absolutely right. The world was only corrected and brought back to civilized thinking where people weren't out here killing people, men having sex with men and women with women, when they began to teach in every generation, La ilaha illallah. All the prophets and messengers of Almighty God taught La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah in Arabic means no God but one God. Can't you see it, people? The family that prays together stays together. Satan can only get us as a human race to destroy ourselves by dividing us in our belief in God. But our God is one God. Your God, Christian, our God, Muslim, Buddhist, is one God. Who do you think controlling the heavens and the earth? Is it two gods? And I'll say this and I'm through. Almighty God say that if it was more than one creator, one God, it would be confusion in the heavens and the earth. Okay? He said, but because everything in creation works, as Brother Earl said, the same way he created it to work in the beginning, it's still working the same way today. The ants still do the same thing. The horses, other animals, only till the sun rises at the same time, the moon come in at the same time. The moon don't try to outstrip the sun, because Almighty God created the world with law and order. And the only way we can bring this world back to law and order, we have to submit our wills, like all creation, do to the will of our Creator, and then He will bring us together back as one, and we won't be looking at each other as races and religion. We'll be looking at each other as one soul from one spiritual Creator who put His Spirit in all of us and that made us one human family, one human soul. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Yes, the beautiful teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz, that's what you're listening to today, and it's coming from you from Blog Talk Radio Show, The Reality of a Creator, which comes on every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. We want to thank you, our beautiful guests, for joining us this Sunday, and we pray a lot that you're receiving a message that will help you, help your souls, and help you to further want to know more about your Creator and His will, and strive harder to learn all that you can about the way of life that He has chosen for you to live. We do have another guest here. That guest is 919-598-0877. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I believe this is a Durham guest. We want you to know that if you do not want to come on and say anything that's wonderful, we just enjoy having you listening and tuning in and sharing with us this morning. But once your number shows here on our switchboard, that's an indication that you would either like to ask a question or make a comment. So we call you because we see your number is showing up. It's not necessarily if you don't want to, we don't force you or try to make you say something if you don't want to say anything. We just appreciate you having you here on our show with us today. We want to now turn the show back to Imam Shahid Shabazz to continue the discussion on From Dust to Industry. And again, we really want to thank our guest, Brother Earl, Imam Earl. He is bringing so much insight, too. And
yes,
he's in, ma'am. So much powerful information for us that we really are thankful that he was able to join us today and to share with us this wonderful information and knowledge that he is bringing to the show. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you all for tuning in. May God bless you all. Almighty God bless you all for participating in this beautiful program that Almighty Allah blessed us with about a couple of years ago. excuse me, bear patience with me if you will, please. Another thing that came to my mind, Almighty God, Allah, the Creator brought to my mind as I was listening at the various people talking is this, especially Brother Earl. You know, running water purifies itself. I want to speak on that because this is so profound. Now, running water purifies itself, and running water also seeks its level. And water won't stop until it reaches level, okay? And the purification of running water is like a human being, human life. Human life is purified through struggle. Human life is purified through trials and tribulations. And human life is purified through working in good. Even though you're going through trials, Almighty Allah says in His final revelation in the Quran, people, every human being only get what they strive for. So He won't work. Allah, He don't want us to think we can have faith and without good works. The good works we do in faith is why Allah purifies our life. If you stop doing good works, you become like still water. Your life will become morally corrupt, and Satan will come in because the devils or the Satan, he uses a mind that's not God conscious. He can only use your mind if your mind is idle. We've heard that, but what do idle mean? Idle means that you don't have nothing. We used to hear this, that person, she or he ain't got nothing on their mind. And the people we were talking about, they were doing some evil. I was too. So if your mind ain't going to just be there and not be used for good or evil. If you don't use your mind to do good, the Satan going to use your mind to do evil. You have to continuously serve Almighty God by working in righteousness. And another thing I want to say to all religious people, people of faith and religion today, you cannot mix good with evil. You can't say, I believe in God, and you serve God, and you think that you can justify some of your sin. Just like this government is supposed to be a Christian country and legalize same-sex marriage. Is that godly? 1% of the people in this country and the government and in that status quo, the rich, they own all the wealth, and 99% of the people are poor and suffering, and this is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Is that godly? They say they're Christians. Is that Jesus Christ-like? No. Christ didn't do that. Christ fed the poor. And also, I want to say to you Christians in particular, I know about the Bible, and I know about Jesus, or Prophet Jesus as we call him today. This man was the same as Prophet Muhammad. His brother Earl said he was the same as Prophet Abraham, Prophet Moses. What did they all have in common that we got to get in common today before we could straighten out the world? They all believed that God was one God, and they never said that they were gods. They never said the angels was God. They never said their mother, fathers was God. And even in the Bible, the old Bible, going back, say, 200 years ago, the Bible, it said in the Bible, and it's in this revised version of the Bible today, say, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So we see here that God have no beginning. God have no ending. Everything and everybody, Allah or the Creator, have a beginning and an ending. But in order to come from dust to industry, the industry in industrialize is in that word also. Industrialize means a people working to be industrialized to make it better, not just for themselves, but for the whole human race. Why? Because it's in their nature to want for their brother what they want for themselves. Almighty God didn't create us to want all the good for ourselves and be selfish and not want the good for others. He says in my conclusion that his love, the Creator say, his love is for all. He said, if you're going to serve me, your love got to be for all people. It can't just be for the people in your religion or your walk of life. It has to be for all, not only all people. Your love has to be for all of Allah's creation, because he created all of his creation with his love, his mercy, and his justice. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, our radio listening audience. I want to once again remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today our discussion is on From Dust to Industry. And we want to thank all of you for joining us. We're going to check again and see if we have anyone on who might want to give a comment at this time. I do see a couple of numbers that I don't think I have called. One of them is, it looks like Brother Larry's number here. It's the 919-717-2047. I believe I know that number by now. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Larry. How are you this morning?
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Shahid, Imam Shahid.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, brother.
And listening audience, I came in a bit late on the program this morning, sisters and brothers. Of course, I sincerely always like to hear the discussion and the topic, and just give my greetings and my thanks to Almighty Allah for His mercy, and give thanks for the unity and the word in which you all try so hard and dearly to bring across to us. So, my thought and my mindset is pretty much the same, inshallah, with my struggle, try to continue seeing and reaching out if I can with, the good that I can share with people. So I, I came in late, and I just want to thank Almighty God and thank you all for continuing to reach out and try to help us out in the teachings of the Quran. So assalamu alaikum, and I will continue to listen at this point.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you very much for those beautiful comments, and you're always welcome. This is one of our co-hosts that comes on regularly and helps us to, through the mercy and the grace of Almighty God, help us to try to make the message clear to the people listening that we have to come together as one people and stop looking at letting the devil divide us and make us think that we're different. Almighty Allah says in His final revelations in Quran, He say, I created mankind, humankind, as nations and tribes, that they may get to know each other, not that they may despise each other or dishonor each other. So this right here, I want to say about my sister Ernestine at this time, if she own or not. Me and her, over the years, and my family, most of my family are Christians, and I'm probably the only Muslim that I know in the family at this time of the Muslim or the Islamic faith or way of life. And when we come together, my sister always had a close relationship with me when we was little children. But after I accepted my faith in 1976 and became of the Islamic way of life, we had a little confrontational things about the belief in God. And this is what I want to say to everybody listening. Please, please, please understand this, if you will. It doesn't matter what name you call God. Almighty God, I imagine Him looking down at us saying, look at them fools down there arguing about what my name is when they don't even understand. I ain't a name. I'm a spirit. They need to get to know me inside of themselves. Know that when they know who they are, then they'll know me and they'll know that they are one people created by one creator. So this is the thing that brought people together. Again, I said, when President Obama was voted in, it was the spirit of the people that brought them together. You had people out there that didn't even like each other, but they came together that day. You see my point? See, so people, and speaking about repetition, that's how you learn through repetition anyway. And you also learn when you have an open heart and an open mind and don't think that you know all, know that God, the Creator, He knows all. So we can all learn from each other. And we need to learn that our God is the same God. That's the only way. We got this president in the United States of America now, Donald Trump, and people know that he's a gambler. And one thing I want to say, too, that our beautiful brother Imam Earl shared with me, you know, he is a deep brother in terms of breaking down and analyzing words that I have never heard nobody break down but Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I will say Al-Haj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X. And one of the things he was saying that if you know anything about gambling, see, Satan is a gambler. What do he gamble with? He gambled with our life, the human life. How do he gamble with the human life? He gambled with the human life by trying to get you to put your faith and hope in material things. That's how he gambled with your life. And when you put your hope in material things, he know you're going to lose every time. So Satan, he's the chief deceiver by Allah. Allah called him the chief deceiver. Yeah, and the trump card in gambling, in poker, especially poker, it's the wild card. Now, this is telling you what kind of president you have, and that if you rely on this president, he's going to do nothing but gamble with your life. And a gambler is also a liar, because a gambler, he's a trickster. He gets you to think that, you know, he's telling you the truth about his hand, when he got something hidden to bring out, and so you can't see it, to make him win. My brother was a professional gambler. I know what I'm talking about. So the trump card, taken on a spiritual plane, we got a president who is a gambler, and your life don't mean nothing to him. He and the rest of his compadres, or partners, the few rich in the mafia, oh yeah. This government supports gambling. It supports alcohol. In fact, it imports alcohol and drugs. It makes alcohol here, makes drugs here, but it imports all kinds of corrupt, evil things to kill people over here to this country, to kill the American society. And the main people that is aimed at killing is the people that's not even considered a people, the African-American people. And even in the Old Testament, it says in the last days, Almighty God, Allah would raise up a people that was considered not to be a people at all. That means you were not considered to be human beings. And back in slavery in America, let's go back in slavery for a little while here today. Back in slavery, 200, 300, 400 years ago, the slave masters, when they brought us here, the white slave masters, they divided us. They took the elders and separated them from the children, so that they could teach the elders how they wanted them to teach the children. And that, what was that? White. That the white is right and black is bad. And then they wrote a book called the Bible. And they began to teach us 400 years ago. And everything in the Bible that was associated with divinity of Almighty God was white. The angels was made white. The God was made white. They made God a son, and he was white. Everything was white. And if you look in their dictionary that they wrote for us, if you look under the letter white, everything is good. You look under the letter, the definition of black, everything is bad. All of these things are no accident. This is being practiced right now. They taught black people to hate black people. They taught the old black people that they were better than the young. They taught the light-skinned black people, you better than the dark-skinned black people. So when the slave master would be with the black woman having sex with her, because he had sex with intercourse with her more than he did the white woman, okay, and got a lot of children, they call them Milano or Nix, okay, and they let these children stay in the house with them. And the dark-skinned children, like myself, we was called field Negroes. They kept us out in the field. And then they, though we both was black, they taught the house Negro that looked like them, you're better than them dark-skinned field Negroes, and that you're not to trust them. We don't trust them, they ain't to be trusted. And they taught them that we want y'all to be overseers of them, make sure they stay in line with what we teach them. And they also, in my conclusion, said that the black Negro color, all that they call us back during that was Negro back during that time, a nigger. They said we were 3/5 of a human being. Yet they wrote in the Constitution of the United States of America, when they wrote it, I think over 100 years ago, just a little over 100 years ago, that Almighty God created all people, human beings, equal and endowed them with inalienable rights, the rights to pursue freedom, liberty, which is freedom, justice, and equality, but they never fulfilled that. They also said that after they freed the slaves, they was going to give every slave 40 acres and a mule for all the slave labor that we had did for them to help them to even survive in America, because they didn't know nothing. They was like dumb animals when they came here from Europe years ago, hundreds of years ago. They were like animals. They didn't know how to grow food. They didn't even know how to wash their bodies. They didn't know how to take care of their babies. We did all of that. So they promised us for our slave labor then. 40 acres and a mule. I ain't never seen my 40 acres and a mule. And none of the rest of you blacks ain't either. And you ain't going to never see it. The only way you're going to see 40 acres and a mule, black people are going to have to come together and we got to buy our own 40 acres and a mule and till our soil and grow our food. Because the food they feeding us today, this government, the FDA, Federal Drug and Food Administration, it is poison. It is not only poison killing black people, they're killing all people because the government really don't care about black and white. He care about killing the whole human race. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you, my beautiful brother. Yes, sir. Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, teaching today on From Dust to Industry. And we want to thank you for this beautiful guest that Allah has sent to us today and the beautiful comments that they are giving us. And I see we have some new numbers here. We have a 202-910-2580. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? And this is someone from this area. I believe it's my beautiful sister. Yes, Assalamu alaikum.
Peace be unto you. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I came on a little late. I heard Brother Shahid speaking so much of that beautiful, good life, because that's what give us life, the truth. I just felt so grateful, you know, because it's so much evil and there's so much hatred in this world, even in families. You know, I know when I first started seeking God, I wanted to love. I always loved my family, you know. And I know a lot of us are loving family first. If you can love your family first, because you got all kind of people in your family, then you can love other people, you know. And I just thank Allah for waking me up today and had on my mind, wow, listen to the talk show, because I've been missing it a couple of times. And even with missing it, I feel more alone. You know, I like to hear the talk show. It gives me strength. It makes me feel like I'm not the only one that's not going along with my own and being satisfied. I still have faults. I still have sins, but I ain't happy with them. I ain't desiring it. I want to get better. You know.
Beautiful.
Thank Allah for being who he is. And I definitely thank Allah for Brother Shahid. You know, some years ago, I always tell him when we talk, I don't like to say this because he got another wife, you know, and I ain't trying to, you know, not negative, you know, because the sister's a beautiful sister. You know, I thank Allah for blessing the brother with a humble, beautiful wife that he has, you know. And they human like we are. And with the Imam Shahid and his wife, I think Allah want us to support them. They like mama and daddy to us. We need to support them. The sister's getting older. She can't do a lot of things. She done worked hard and laboring. I'm telling you, because I was out there still lost, and they didn't give up on me. That's how I got back. So please support them. Please help support them. When you support the sister and brother Shahid, you don't know what Allah will do for you. And if you don't support them, you're only hurting yourself. You know,
thank
but God
you.
Wants
thank
us
you,
to support our leaders, because we can't,
that's right,
we can't go nowhere without no leaders. It's just like a brand new baby without a parent. You know,
that's
so,
right.
You know, and this is free. They do this every Sunday. They've been doing it so long. I miss a lot of them. And I tell my daughter about it. And I say to myself, as I was thinking, I said, you know, I'm going to make up a lot of papers and just put out signs. Talk show. Come listen to the talk show. Or, you know, a lot of people need to hear this beautiful truth. A lot do need to know. Even, I don't know. I ain't going to say they're going to accept it, but they still need to know. When you know,
right,
it makes a difference. You know, I was Christian. I met Shahid at my mother's church. He was working at the church when I met him. And I had some questions about, you know, God and Jesus and all that. And I used to think, if Jesus died for my sin, then I ought to be able to do what I want to do. You know, I was young and wild and thinking wild, and whatever I thought, that's what I would say. And that thing dragged me because it was true. And the way that I was being taught that Jesus can come through you, I thought he was coming through me. And then, you know, it upset my mother because, and at the time, you know, I was doing a little smoking and stuff, but I was still seeking. So as I kept on seeking more and more for the truth, and it got more clear, and I ended up, praise be to Allah, a Muslim sister, one who covered her shame, you know, not known by how pretty her hair is, how big her butt. That's not a woman. That don't make us women feel good. It makes you feel ashamed. Before I was introduced to Islam, yeah, I wore the tight pants, the hot pants and all that, and I was shameful. Yeah, I thought I wanted some attention and wanted to be wanted, you know, but for real, that was a false feeling. But I ain't going to talk too much. I'm going to get somebody else time to say something, but I thank Allah for the talk show because it's really been very helpful for me, and I definitely thank him for the brother and his lovely wife. I was a wife once. I was young, you know. I was learning, but I thank Allah for the brother especially because, you know, I done seen a lot of people. He done went back to back to back to try to help. People don't even have any mind, but he ain't God. He don't know. He still a goat and try to help him. Even when we was together, he would want to go teach somebody about Allah more than getting money, and we had to pay bills. But, you know, I just thank Allah so much. You know, I'm alone by myself now. I've never been alone before. Sometimes I get a little lonely. I find myself crying, saying this and saying that, but I'm so glad to know Allah. You know, that's the best thing that ever happened in my life to get to know Allah. And I hope y'all pray serious prayers to Allah for all of us to come together as one. Peace be unto you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Peace be unto you. So beautiful. So beautiful and well said. And thank you for those wonderful comments about me. I'm a humble man. I don't brag and boast about anybody I've helped. In the Quran, Almighty God, the Creator, Allah, He says that when a righteous man or woman, they do good, we don't want no credit because all glory and all praise belong to Allah. He said that we look at that as just being one more step we got to make to do good to get to Him. We don't look back. You can't look back because that good is gone. You got more good to do.
That's right.
You got more good to do, so you can't be looking back. Glory on what you did, because the good you did didn't come from you no way. It came from your faith in Almighty God.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, he said he's all good and all the bad, he say, come from ourselves.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, all of you all, for the beautiful comments about myself. I've been ill for a long time now, you know, with a disease they say is incurable, and it ain't no age for all of you out there who think, oh, he might have AIDS. It ain't no age. But it's a chronic disease that they say there's no cure for, but I know there's a cure for everything in the disease in the world. And you know what that cure is? Faith and trust in Almighty God Allah.
That's exactly right. I agree, brother.
A lot right, boss. So I trust in him, and he's been keeping me going. That's a miracle. My doctor told me the other day, he said, Mr. Shabazz, most people, because I got to go get a colonoscopy, he said most people would have been dead if they went through 2 years or a year or two of what you've been through with the Crohn's disease. They'd have been dead.
You know,
and I've been going through it with it about 25 years. So it's a miracle. I'm a miracle. I'm one of God's Almighty God's miracles. My sister know that. My cousin know that. We talked about me and my health before the program, and I love them so much because they're showing me so much love now because I've given out so much love, you know? And I ain't asked nobody for nothing for that. My reward is from my Creator Allah. So I thank Allah for you, sister, and may Allah continue to bless you. And ever since we was married about 30 years ago and we parted, it still was in peace and in love and prayer for one another and always hoping one another stay on the path that leads you straight to Almighty God. It's called the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I want to give away to somebody else. I don't want to do much talking. Just what I need to say, Allah want me to say. Thank you all of your beautiful comments from everybody that spoke. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you. Thank you. My most beautiful sister, yes, and this is a very humble, sweet sister. And nobody, we are all striving for perfection to please Allah. And all of us have weaknesses and faults.
That's right.
This is why we have to, this brings us closer to our Creator and helps us to understand the need for us to struggle to purify our souls. So you are, I want everyone to know that you are a beautiful sister. You always want to do good. You're very honorable. You're concerned about how you conduct yourself. And most people, too many people don't even care about what they say and how they say it. So, ma'am, I thank you for those beautiful words of comments that you made for us. And all I can say is that I'm just striving to please Allah, and I pray that others can see my efforts, sister. I know we all have a long way to go. And each day until we reach him, we should be striving to please him, our Creator.
Right.
We want to thank Allah for all these beautiful guests we have today. I'm going to probably go back now to some that were on early and give them another chance to give a comment. We do have an 804 number. I believe this is my husband's cousin, but I'm not sure. Every now and then we'll get a new number on that, so I'm going to give this person a chance. He doesn't like to come, and he just loves to listen, and we love to have him, but I'll try just in case it's not him and someone else. Good morning. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I believe, yes, is this a Chinese cousin, I believe. Well, we certainly appreciate having you every Sunday, but every now and then I'm not sure of your number. I'm trying to remember it so that I won't have to approach you because I know you'd love to just listen right now. But just remember, whenever you're ready, let us know now so that we will call you on to ask questions, make a comment sometimes yourself. All right. We go back to some of the other numbers that we have here who come in earlier. We have, again, from Durham, I see here it's two numbers here we have. That's a 919-564-6582. I believe this is a Chinese system number again.
Oh!
Yes, we'd love to hear from you again. If there's anything you'd like to say or a question you would like to ask.
Man, I'd like to hear her.
I don't have any comments of anything. Everything I heard this morning, I enjoyed it. I do want everybody to know that me and my brother love each other, and we are at peace with what we are doing for God.
All right.
God is love, and me and him love each other. We are on the phone all the time because me and him can communicate with love and with peace.
That's right.
I'm his only sister, and I will always love him no matter what.
All right.
That's what family's all about, sister, and may God bless you. And wonderful just to have you on the show today to join us and to listen to your brother's beautiful words and messages from our Creator that he's bringing to the people. And we just thank you for your support.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. I believe we have someone else here. That's 919-598-077. Again, we had this person on earlier. Could you give us your name again? And if there's any comments, any more comments or questions that you would like to ask, feel free to do so.
I would just like to say that I really, really have enjoyed the program. And peace to my cousin.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. I've enjoyed today.
Thank you very much. I'm so delighted and inspired to have not only you and my sister cousin on, but that shows not only family support for blood relatives, but it shows the greater family support in our spiritual love for Almighty God, our Creator, our one true Creator, who is y'all Creator and my Creator. We all got the same Creator. And I thank y'all because families today, like Rashida said, you don't even get a lot of love from your family, but the most important thing is to love all your Creator. And then when you love him, he going to love you back. And even if you are lonely, I'm down there by myself, but I make myself a God. I make up my Creator, my company, and he keeps me going. And he I'm laughing sometimes. Because, you know, Almighty God is a humorous God, too. He got a good sense of humor. And he gives us a good sense of humor so that we can enjoy each other, be God conscious, and be morally clean and pure, and at the same time, enjoy each other. He wants you to laugh. He say, enjoy all the things good he's given us. Just don't forget him. Because when you forget him, then the bad and the corruption come in. So I dance, I sing, I like to have a good time, but I just don't forget God. So then the vulgarity of vanity will come in and lead me astray. The devil come in and lead me to believe that it's all right to mix a little funk with good. You can't mix lies and evil together. You can't mix good and bad together. They don't go together. It's just like trying to put oil and water together. When you mix oil and water together, what do? Separate. And when you mix evil and good together, what do that happen? Separation. Because God don't dwell in any bad. And I want to say one more thing that's very powerful and very important for all of us to make it back home to our God. We don't ever try to justify your sins. Always remember that God is often forgiven, most merciful, and he say he or she that sincerely repents of their sins are like those who have committed no sins at all. Look how merciful our God is, and he is often forgiven, most merciful, because I haven't committed sins as a believer in God over and over and over and over again, but he forgave me every time I went to him sincerely and asked forgiveness. To the day I don't commit them sins no more, he done helped me to overcome them. He'll do that for everybody if you're sincere. You have no respect to person. He loves us all. He wants us all to be saved from our own self-destruction and the destruction of Satan and this evil world we're living in. Peace.
Thank you. Yes, sister, we want to really thank you, too, you and Ernestine, for your beautiful family support and coming on this morning to support Shahid and this beautiful broadcast that he brings to every Sunday, to the people, to the public. And at any time, feel free just to come on. And you don't necessarily have to come in if you don't want to, just to listen in and to give us support. And again, we want to thank you for joining us this morning, too. All right. I want to remind everyone that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Invite others to come when you come on next time. If you enjoy the show, spread the word. Again, I believe we have a brother here, a brother Larry. We're going to see if he has another comment. Time is fastly running out now, and I believe we have about 5 minutes left. So we're going to listen to Brother Larry here, give him a chance to give us a comment.
Yes, I certainly will, sister. And I am so glad that I did tune in. There again, I came in late. And I am so thankful and so happy here today to have tuned in and catch the bit that I've cut, because I get to hear Sister Ernestine's voice on the radio, and I know how much Shahid loves his family and the people that he has come across over the years. I mean, it's a struggling young brother, and I've been knowing him for a long time. You know, we there again, as you said, I want to make it short. because I don't have much time. None of us are perfect. But if we strive towards being obedient to Allah and trying to make peace and get along with our sisters and brothers with truth, then it means so much, man. There's nothing like family, man, when you just reach out and to reach out to them and they reach back at you, you know, rather than turning their heads and turn up their nose and turn their back upon you. So I am so glad to hear you, Sister Ernestine, on the radio, and you know, I love you too as a sister. I mean, I met you and y'all just a beautiful family, and I love you all. And thank God to Almighty Allah that you guys you brothers and sisters are talking on the radio station here and giving us some input. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, Brother Larry, and I really appreciate you too. Me and Brother Larry, briefly, we go back about 40 years ago when he came into the faith. I was there, and I was there to greet him and welcome him into the faith, and I've been with him ever since, going out his house and his family, praying for him. Me and him been having godly talks even when he was weak. I was there through the grace of Allah that strengthened him, and that's why he loved me so much, because I don't give up on people. My ex-wife, Rashida, Sister Rashida, when we left and parted, that's been about 30 years ago, I didn't give up on her. I kept praying for her. I would go to Washington, D.C. to see how she was doing, and our son and our other children. Her other children, she got four more children, and believe it or not, they all call me their father. They got a father. I ain't their birth father, but they call me their spiritual father. And I thank God that you all see the good that I've tried to give to you all over the last 40-some years. And I'm glad to be here to do that. If I leave today, you all have sent me back home to God feeling the happiest I've ever felt. And at this time, I imagine that I need to say a prayer because the program is probably not over. And I do want to say, Brother Larry, I thank God for my cousin. Her name is Risa Oprah Tatum. She's a beautiful sister. I want you to meet her too, because she is a wonderful woman, true woman of God, and she and Ernestine is the ones, along with me, to try to keep our family together in the love of Almighty God. So peace always be with them and the family, but especially them to be the example for the family, to keep the family together. The family that prays together stays together. So, you know, if it's time for me to say a prayer, I will say a prayer.
Yes, sir. We have 1 minute and 30 seconds left. 1 minute.
Well, I would like for my sister Ernestine to say the prayer.
All right.
If she's still there.
All right. I can't remember what number was hers. We had quite a few from the 919 number. Is hers the 564-6582?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay, I'll bring her back on. All right, Ernestine.
I would for you to do the prayer, but I'm going to pray my way, okay?
I want you to pray your way. That's why I said I want you to do the prayer.
Thank you. Father God, we come this morning, God, just to say thank you, God. Oh, God, I ask you to bless your people, God. Bless your people, God, and let us be real men and women after God's own heart. And I ask you to bless my brother Shaheed's ministry, God, and you use him, God, to bless your people. And I just want to say thank you again, God, and peace be to all of your people. Amen.
I mean, thank you. That was a beautiful prayer. Nothing wrong with that prayer. Beautiful prayer from the heart. Thank you very much. Thank all of you.
And well, thank all of you for joining us again this morning. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m. Right now, try to give you some calls from the Allergy of the Creator.
La one who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day